Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to set aside a few minutes and just sing and pray and follow in the Word of God. Have some time of devotion and spend some time in His presence and worship the Lord with us. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name, and thank you again for being with us. And if it's convenient and possible, I hope you'll tell someone else about our broadcast ministry and invite them to worship with you. And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient, or if you want to hear a broadcast again, you can always go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online and hear the service, and you can worship the Lord with us there. And on the website, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click Donate on the front page and follow the prompts. It is a safe, free transaction, no hidden fees or charges, and you don't have to set up an account or anything. Well, it's a great time, and I'll give you some more contact information in just a little while. Looking at the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Ecclesiastes 2:26, "For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy." Let me read that again. "For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy." Well, I thank the Lord for wisdom and for knowledge and joy. From the Holiness Hymns of Praise, page 148, here's a great one. Most of you know this. Clap your hands, sing with us. Just a little talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love, and He wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Well, let us
tell Him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and He will
answer by and by.
Now when you feel a little prayer well turning, and you know a little fire is burning, you'll find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my past seems drear, without a ray of cheer, and then a clouded out may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to Him in prayer, and He knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Oh, let us
tell Him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and He will
answer by and by.
Now when you feel a little prayer will turning, and you know a little fire is burning, You'll find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I said, all right,
all right,
all right, all right, all right. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right, I said, all right,
all right,
all right, all right. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Oh, let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you feel a little prayer will turn in, and you know a little fire is burning, you'll find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Well, sometimes it's just a little talk with Jesus, and sometimes it's a sweet hour of prayer. Cleveland Derricks and Fanny Crosby both voiced their opinions on those two matters. And there's times that I've just had to have a little talk with Jesus, and there's been times that I've spent hours in prayer too. And so whatever it takes to get the answer, that's what we want. But remember, the Lord hears you when you pray. If your heart's right with the Lord and things are in good shape with him, he'll hear you when you pray. But your prayers can be hindered. There are some things that can be in your life that will hinder your prayers. And we certainly don't want that. We want our hearts sanctified and clean. Psalms 17:8 is the precious promise today. He says, keep me as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Praise the Lord. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you today because we can be the apple of your eye and we can be under the shadow of your wings. Lord, we know that you love your people. And Lord, we know that the reason salvation was brought forth, we know that the reason of the cross was because the people of God, the apple of your eye, those that were under the shadow of your wings, needed a Savior. Lord, and we know that the cross was in the mind of God, even from before the foundation of the world. And we thank you today, Lord, for loving us so much. You said we were a special people and a peculiar people. Lord, and we want to finish that out and be zealous of good works. Lord, just use us today. We want to commit everything to you. Should there be something in our hearts, Lord, that would hinder our prayers and cause our prayers not to be heard and cause you to turn a deaf ear to our prayers, Lord, like I know you can do, I pray, Lord, you'll forgive us of that and cleanse us and make us ever with hope. Lord, we need you. We need to talk to you. We need to pray to you. We need you to answer us. We don't want anything to stand in the way. We don't want anything to hinder us. Lord, we want to be your people. We want you to be our God. We don't, Lord, want to disqualify or make you ashamed, but we want to be the apple of your eye, and we want to be under the shadow of your wings. In Jesus' name, bless today, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise him with us now. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. And Jesus said, all power in heaven and in earth is given to me. Someone said, well, the devil's mighty. So what? God is the Almighty. Someone said, well, the devil has power. If the devil has power, the scripture's not right, because the Bible says that Jesus has all the power. We know he's known as the prince and power of the air. but all the power is in Jesus' name. The devil is a defeated foe. Praise the Lord. I'll give you some contact information at the end. Here's one entitled, He Has Risen. Somewhere in the distance, I heard the hammer ring as they drove the nails in his hands and in his feet. As the crowd gathered around, sing away with him. Jesus knew down in his heart that he would live again. He has risen. He has risen. That old tomb is empty now. All that remains is grave clothes and blood stains. That old tomb is empty now. Hallelujah. As he lay there in the tomb, the soldiers camped around. God was making plans to send his angels down. They hurried down from heaven, and they didn't make a sound. When the Spirit spoke to him, he got up and walked around. He has risen. He has risen. That old tomb is empty now. All that remains is grave clothes and bloodstains. That old tomb is empty now. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 5, says, there was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abba, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances, and blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were now well stricken in years. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you tune in later this week. We'll read you some more of that, the Lord permitting. If we would like to hear from you, send any cards, letters, checks, money orders, song requests, prayer requests, any correspondence to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Then I mentioned the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. He has risen.
He has risen. That old tomb.